As I mentioned earlier, this chapel is going to be a little bit different because we always must keep in our minds that this is a community of faith, a family of God. And church is great, but because of the medium, it's kind of passive. You sit and you receive. And sometimes that's really great. Sometimes we just need to be led to the waters of the Spirit. We need to just be led into the presence. And sometimes it's good when you have the weight of the world on you just to rest. However, that can increasingly sometimes become just the way church is. And so we want to recognize that church is not the building or this process of sitting and receiving. It is the active participation of our lives and souls interconnected through the Holy Spirit doing God's will here on earth. And so church really occurs when we speak into the condition of each other, when we speak God's truth into existence through our actions and our attitudes. Here's the problem, though. The Bible is a funny thing. Everyone who reads it thinks they know what it means. And usually that means they know that everyone else is wrong. And that makes for intense, intense disagreements. And maybe you've felt that before whenever you've done a Bible study or something else where you say something and someone jumps in. Well, that's not how it's interpreted. Or that's not how it should be. Or maybe you're in a group and you've shared some vulnerability in your life, and we as Christians are uncomfortable with silence. So we jump in with what we think is helpful. A verse or a cliche or, you should have known better. And rather than just accepting the vulnerability, and I think that's why groups like AA are so successful, because when you get up and you share the deepest parts of your life, the only allowable response in the forum is, thank you. Thank you for your vulnerability. So what if there's a way for us to read Scripture and to share what it's speaking to us without fear that we're going to come across as dumb or sinful or an imposter, that we don't fit in here? This was the situation in the Anglican Church. In 1998, the Anglican Church was fighting over key issues in their theology, homosexuality, etc., and it was getting ugly. You had very smart people on both sides just ripping into each other. And so the delegation from Africa, specifically from the Zulu heritage, these bishops in the Anglican Church showed up and says, we're going to show you a way that we do it as the Zulu people, where we come and we share what we feel is the truth, and no one else is allowed to contradict or nuance it. The idea is we hear each other's story, what the Lord is saying through us. And hopefully in that empty space between it, our stories fill and mix, and the truth emerges that can help us shape and grow. Whereas when we share what the Lord is speaking through me, I'm not going to attack you theologically or because of your conduct or because you don't fit what I think is a Christian. All I can say is thank you. This is the African Bible study. If you've taken Bible study methods, you know what this is. If you haven't, you're going to experience it. I want us to break into groups and go and experience this time of creating a space of non-judgment, a space of openness and vulnerability where we can share what the Lord is speaking to us through a verse without having to worry or keep our guard up. The verse that we all will be using is Titus 2, 7 through 8. Titus 2, 7 through 8. Let me just read it from my version. In everything, set an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, show seriousness, show a soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed, because they have nothing bad to say about us. I think this really builds upon this idea of watching what we project into our atmosphere as Rocky shared with us. What are we sending out? What gospel are we preaching with our careless words that may be contradicting the gospel we preach in our ministry? What is this saying to you? What is this saying to us? I want us to take time to break away. We have chosen leaders from our chapel planning team to lead it. If you had agreed to be a leader in leading the African Bible study, would you please stand up and stay standing? Okay, let's see where you're split. Okay, would two of you scatter over there? And this is going to be simple, hopefully, for college students. When I say go, you'll stand and you'll congregate towards the nearest person here. And once you've hit a group about 8 or 10, the rest can go find another leader, and then you guys will go off. We have rooms throughout the church. We have the upstairs. Two can stay in here. We have the downstairs. We have one conference room. We have another conference room down the hall. We have classrooms. You can't get in the castle in the nursery. You guys are too big. The slide will not. Just no. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to facilitate this. See what the Lord has to say to you guys. When you're done, come back here. We're going to end with a simple doxology, and that's it. We're not going to analyze this. We're not going to theologically pick this apart, because it's our nature to do so. What is the Lord saying to us? Does this make sense to everybody? Why don't we start with a word of prayer to center us down? Then I will say go, and we can do this. Let us pray. Dear Lord, speak, for your servants are listening. We are still, and we know that you are God. We believe. Help our unbelief. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Go.